We're going to talk to a divorce attorney here, a family law attorney, one of the leading family law attorneys in the state, and get some statistics on how common this is. It's worse than we think. But if you're married and or you're having an affair with a married person, really?
Yeah, oh, my
please,
gosh.
Save me the tears.
All right, Bill Howe is ready to go. He's from Gewurz Menasheve. Bill, by the way, voted best family law attorney in Oregon. So we got the best for you. And we keep hearing about the Elin prenup, whether she should stay longer because there's more for her. So let's talk about prenups and all that kind of stuff. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have an attorney in the room. I just hope that we're not on the clock because Mark and I aren't planning to divorce anytime soon. But Tiger
from our wives.
From our wives, yeah. But Tiger and Elin, I think people were surprised this morning that that wasn't part of the announcement. They are staying together. How surprised were you by that, that this couple, with what they've been through and your experience with couples divorcing, that they haven't split up?
Dave, every marriage is different. Every divorce is different. And it's hard to know what individual couples will do. Interestingly, a heavy majority of people do not get divorced after an initial affair experience. And in fact, some of those end up very happily married. Obviously, it's one of the biggest triggers for divorce as well, but it's the third most.
He talked about how he violated the boundaries of a marriage and that his fame and fortune allowed him to really feed, I guess, his darker side. And he's in sex rehab for sex addiction. Have you heard those kind of explanations before? And do people buy them?
Comes up often. It's in fact true. And the problem with affairs, of course, is they demolish, or if not demolish, severely threaten the trust between the parties, which, of course, is the foundation stone of a good marriage, or for that matter, friendship or other relationships.
They have a prenup. You know, how common is that among average folks? Not everybody has prenups, right?
Mark, actually, it's interesting. It's a growing trend. I think the last statistics I read is 8% of first marriages, something like 25% of second marriages have prenups. The second marriage, it's much more common because often people have established jobs, they have children, obligations, aging spouses, established careers, and much more complicated lives. So a premarital agreement makes much more sense. Interestingly, there was a study out of Los Angeles not long ago that you're 20% less likely to get divorced if you have a prenup. And the reason given for that is that money, talking about money, is the last taboo in our culture. People talk about sexual practices. Are we going to have kids? Where are we going to live? But nobody talks about who's going to control the money. A premarital agreement forces you to do that. I mean, if you think about it, the premarital counseling that many churches require have big, long sessions about who's going to control the funds, how we're going to make decisions. And there's no right or wrong on these. Interestingly, that study, it didn't make any difference what the prenup said. If the parties agreed on how to handle money, your marriage was much more likely to succeed.
Tiger and Elin, we're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars. They have not split up yet. Could it be because there is some kind of hook inside that prenup that where she could make a lot more money if she stays?
Mark, no way to know. Nobody, to my knowledge, has published anything about the prenup. There's speculation. There's things attributed to unknown lawyer sources and so forth. But I strongly doubt it. Florida is signed on to what's called the Uniform Premarital Agreement Act, which Oregon has as well. And if you comply with the rules of the act, which are that there be full disclosure of assets, the parties voluntarily and knowingly get into what know what they're signing, which really means get a lawyer, which I'm sure both had here. And there's no duress, and the duress is a pretty strict test. It's almost like a gun to your head. The prenups will be enforced. So I take Tiger's comments at face value that he wants to stay married not because of anything in the prenup, but rather because he loves his wife and his children.
Are there things that, you know, that kind of infidelity, would that violate or avoid a prenup?
No. Prenup is a contract.
That's good news, isn't it, for some guys out there, I suppose?
Well, for some guys and some women, interestingly.
How many women stray in a marriage as opposed to men?
Those statistics are hard to find reliable. There's an excellent book, and actually Gene Staley, who is a Portland psychologist, is a co-author with Shirley Glass, who's a psychologist in New York City. It's called Not Just Friends. And their study shows 35% of women, 45% of men over the course of a marriage have an affair. And that study was done in the late 90s. Now, it's a compilation of a bunch of studies. Interestingly, the highest numbers came from a Playboy study. And the speculation is that people, when asked, have you had an affair, lie. In the Playboy study, they might lie that they did when they didn't. And other studies say they didn't when they did. But at any rate, a significant number.
This idea that they're going to work through this, and he said his apologies has to be in action, not words. Have you seen this kind of counseling, and what kind of counseling would be best for a couple like that? I know that you're a divorce attorney, but I'm sure you've had plenty of couples who've gone through counseling.
At Gewurztraminer, the first thing we do, as one of my partners put it, is try to assess whether the pilot light is out. The marriage is gone, the parties don't love and care for each other. If it's not, 100% of the time, we urge people to consider some kind of counseling, efforts at reconciliation, and so forth. I was very moved by his statement. It seems there's nothing you can do when you mess up other than take responsibility, apologize, and try to make amends, and take action such that it won't happen again. Seems to me that's what he's doing. It's up to Erin to decide whether that's good enough to stay married to him.
So if Helen were your client, you'd say take a good look at staying?
Absolutely. So the way I look at what Tiger Woods has done is he say, listen, I'm going to be extremely generous. And if you decide to leave, I'm honoring our relationship by assuring that you're not staying because you have to because of money.
So we appreciate your time, Nick Gewurztraminer. I hope I never need your service, but if I do, I think I'll give you a call.
Thank you very much.
Gewurztraminer's William Howe, Bill Howe, with Mark and Dave. We appreciate you stopping by.